Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The Vermont Senate has given unanimous approval to legislation that requires every school and child care center to test their water drinking supplies for lead. Under the legislation, the state will pay 100% of all testing costs and 50% of any remedial work. The proposal also adopts a stricter compliance level for the presence of lead than current national standards do. Senate Education Chair Philip Ruth said the state mandate is needed because a pilot testing program found a large number of schools had water supplies with unacceptably high lead levels.
Lead is a powerful neurotoxin and basically destroys growing brains. So there was a great deal of alarm generated by that.
The legislation requires all schools to conduct initial screening programs by the end of 2019 and to inform parents when lead levels exceed the new standards. Vermont's law banning high-capacity magazines for firearms is being tested in court. VTDigger.org reports Tuesday's hearing in Washington Superior Court marked the opening round of a constitutional challenge to the law passed last year. The law limits magazines for rifles to 10 rounds and to 15 rounds for handguns. Lawyers for gun rights groups are using the state constitution as the main basis for their challenge. The Attorney General's office is defending the law, saying its constitutionality was carefully vetted by lawmakers. A court-appointed receiver has rejected a plan to reopen a foreclosed ski resort. Alan Tantleff says the budget he received for the Hermitage Club properties was, quote, inadequate to safely operate. The Brattleboro Reformer reports Tantleff was appointed to oversee Hermitage, which includes the private ski resort, golf courses, and homes after the company failed to make mortgage payments. He says Hermitage officials have yet to respond to his concerns. Tantleff also says Hermitage managers have worked tirelessly to improve the condition of the properties. Vermont State Police say they have recovered a body in Lake Champlain that matches the description of an ice fisherman who was reported missing earlier this week. The body was found Wednesday afternoon. It's being sent to the chief medical examiner's office in Burlington. Lee Witkorski of Benson, Vermont, was reported missing after he'd been ice fishing near Orwell on Monday. Eye in the sky forecast for today. Clouds near and through the mountains. A few snow showers will taper off. Then periods of sun late to the northeast today. It'll become partly sunny in northern valleys, mostly sunny in the southern valleys today. Highs will be in the 20s to near 30 degrees north and in the 30s today south.